I'm Katie Gilkey with the Farm and Ranch Report. Here's USDA Grain and Livestock Reporter Greg Sanders with the Columbia Basin Hay Report from last week.
We had 5,730 tons of hay trade compared to last week. Export and domestic alfalfa steady. Westside dairies are showing interest in hay this week as last year's winter has taken its toll on its feed supplies. Mid-squares premium for the export market sold at $110 to $115 on the alfalfa. Dairy hay premium quality mid-square bales alfalfa sold from $120 to $125. Alfalfa for the retail stable market on the small squares, the premium quality sold for $180.
In Idaho, compared to the previous week, alfalfa was steady in a light test. Trade was very slow, with very good demand as supplies are in firm hands, and winter is still around in some places. Mid-squares of alfalfa rated fair to good, tarped, sold between $115 to $120 per ton. In Oregon, prices trended generally steady in a limited test compared to the previous week's prices. In Central Oregon, large square bales of orchard grass rated good sold for $160 per ton. Large squares of alfalfa rated good sold for $125 per ton. In Eastern Oregon, large squares of alfalfa rated good sold for $115 per ton. In Lake County, small squares of premium rated alfalfa sold for $185 per ton for the retail stable market. In Klamath Basin, small squares of good to premium alfalfa sold for $220 per ton. In Harney County, large squares of alfalfa rated premium to supreme for export sold for $150 per ton. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report.
I'm Katie Gilkey with Ag Information Network of the West.